Hello and welcome to Label Sessions Presents, the podcast where we talk to the most interesting people about all the things you need to know in the worlds of innovation, business design, tech, and culture. I'm Fazlan Iso, and today we're joined by two new label mates to join the roster, as well as Josh Nixon from the Label Sessions team. Hello, everyone. We're saying hello and welcome to John Moore, a trusted transformation leader, author, and former Big Four principal. He helps organizations navigate complex change with bold strategy, sharp clarity, and real results. Hi, John. Also, hello and welcome to Ian Hunter, an impact-driven advisor and global innovation strategist. He helps ventures grow responsibly, shaping strategy, refining position, and building partnerships that align a purpose with progress. Hello, Ian. AI is once again in the news, as it is always, and it's been in the news lately for really kind of reshaping the way we plan travel. OpenAI and Google are rolling out tools that turn planning into sort of a chatbot-style conversation, and startups are racing to build these personalized AI-powered itinerary apps. It looks like the days of sort of, you know, endless tabs, which is my biggest fault, and manual bookings may soon be behind us. But, you know, do you guys see yourselves starting to use AI to plan holidays, work trips? How fast do you think the adoption of AI travel will be over the next, well, probably few months, really? Is it something that's on the horizon that we'll be thinking of seriously, or is it still just the give me some advice? How do we feel? Have either of you?
I will say on my part, I do not, but my travel requirements are fairly modest, really. I mean, I go to Yorkshire every month, so that's a very easy sort of arrangement. That's, you know, just booking the trains. Because I have Scottish blood, I like to find a deal. So I tend to do a bit of research, and I suppose AI could help with that, but I've not used it thus far. So I think because I'm a fairly simple needs traveler, it doesn't particularly add any value, but I would be open to it. So, you know, I haven't as yet found anything that would be helpful.
You know, if you think back when we used to use travel agencies, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's American Express or whatever, we rely on them quite heavily. You make a call, they would go off, do their magic, and then they come back with the results, and you go back and forth and finally get what you want. That has eroded away over time. And then you pretty much get the hang of doing it yourself. You know where to go, click, 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 you're done. If you need to make any changes on the fly, it's easy to do it. You don't have to get a hold of another agency and work through their people because it was booked by them, and then it's not booked by you, and you can't do the changes. So many things. And so we've gotten used to that. So now here's another opportunity to be able to take some of that control, some of those tasks, and be able to offload that onto others. So again, depending on how much control AI is going to have, can we still make the changes? Do you have to contact AI in order for them to do it? So it's really just kind of feeling it out. But, you know, it's been so long that, you know, I've done my travels for so long, I find it brainless to do. I mean, it's so easy now. If I see some other advantage, like maybe if I wanted to do some personal travel and I'm open to ideas about some new opportunities, like let's say I want to go in wintertime, I want to go on a one horse open sleigh, you know, like in the song, where can I go for that? Right. Okay. Go to the Fairmont in Calgary. You can go here. And so maybe I want some ideas on where I can do some of this type. And then I'll go ahead and book it myself. So I think it's just a matter of kind of getting comfortable with it, but also understanding, you know, what the benefits would be if you relinquish some of that control.
So I personally feel like I would enjoy kind of having it and going, hey, I would like to go to something like this and around this time, give me the ideas and give me the sort of the thing. But then I want to take it a little bit further and also have it book it for me. But ultimately I would still want control over the thing. Because there was an interesting story a few weeks ago about, I think it was a Malaysian couple who booked a holiday based on something they'd seen on TikTok, only to discover on arrival that the entire thing was AI generated. So they went to go and see, I think it was waterfalls or something, and they were expecting this amazing thing. And when they got there, it was not something in existence. So I think for the fact that we still are living in a time of AI hallucinations, we kind of still have to be a little bit in the mix. But what a crazy story to end up looking for some beautiful waterfalls. Right.
Yeah. Well, let's not discount the criminal enterprise as well. You could have these fake opportunities. Yeah. All of a sudden, a credit card, they got your passport information, and there you go. And so really being able to identify what's real and not real. I mean, people today are seeing videos of themselves, you know, that in a movie playing the violin, they don't even know how to play the violin. And you got just all these things going on and you know, taking the politicians' voices and recreating phone calls. You don't even know if the phone call's real anymore. And so I think once you have it's a little safer, right? And you have some confidence, like I'm comfortable with what I can do and I don't give my information away. You're just letting it out in AI and you don't even know if it's AI. So it's got to be some more confidence.
Yeah, I agree with what John's saying. I think there are so many apps now that are so efficient. I mean, in the UK, there's Trainmine, which is, you know, for the more mundane operation of booking a train fare, it's spectacular. It's really easy. It's fast. You can do all your expenses from it. No, I don't know that I'd want to move from anything like that because that system is so ingrained now. It's so easy. I can't imagine that it could be any easier.
Yeah, and the only real upside to not using something like the train line is if you want a nickel and dime doing split fare tickets and things like that. But then you just get into a whole world of headaches and like 50 different paper tickets. Like I saw, this is very specific to the UK, but like I saw one where a person did like a bunch of split singles, all physical tickets, the receipts for the tickets, bike reservations, seat reservations, and I think it was just like a trip from London to Manchester, and I had like 16 printed out tickets for just like what was essentially a return trip because they did like a different change just to try and save like a fiver or something like that. And it's like, well, if you're willing to do it, by all means, please do. But like that just sounds like an absolute headache. I can only imagine how thick his wallet must have been, you know?
Yeah, so whereas Trainline does all that thinking for you.
I was going to say, yeah, that's when you want the AI to do it for you. If the AI can do that, that's fine, because then you've kind of given it a little task to do. But the straightforward stuff, until we can differentiate between what is real and what is AI, and it's going to become more and more difficult as we go on. I think there's always going to be a bit of skepticism when it comes to those sort of things.
I think John's point about security and potential fraud is huge. You know, it's just very, very valid, and that of course, that exposure is huge. So people would be, I think, a little bit reluctant, generally speaking.